100,000 per day. That may be the point at which we start to withdraw these things. Yeah. I'm not so sure we're going to get to 10 anytime soon. Right now, Washington, D.C. is at 50. New York's at 75. With this new Omicron strain that's circulating, we may stall out around 20. And that may be the point when we have to consider withdrawing a lot of these measures.
President Biden has vowed to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court as a replacement for retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. An ABC News Ipsos poll, however, found that 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all possible nominees, while 23% want him to keep his campaign promise to nominate a black woman. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com or following us on Facebook as well, at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Overcast skies building in tonight, and temperatures overnight probably stop somewhere around the low to mid 50s. There could be a few upper 40s starting today. Throughout the day, mostly clouds becoming breezy, and by afternoon or midday, a chance of scattered showers. A shower or two coming in tomorrow night, too, and a period of showers Wednesday, and again, more likely by Thursday, as that'll be the day of the approaching cold front to come through late in the day and early Friday. Till then, mild temperatures, 60s to 70 tomorrow. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Again, once in a blue moon, New Orleans Stamp Burst, Stamp Fest, exhibiting tons of numismatic and philatelic material. Friday, February 11th, 10 to 6, Saturday, February 12th, 10 to 4, at the Wyndham Gardens Hotel, 6401 Veterans Boulevard, Metairie, I-10, exit 225. Free parking, free admission, hourly door prizes, sponsored by Crescent City Stamp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5222.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome everyone to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. What a weekend it was, Mike.
Ooh, yeah, you are 100% correct about that.
Tons of great football. Got to come up to Baton Rouge and see you guys Saturday and watch some hockey.
Really,
which
enjoyed it.
The hockey didn't go so well, but everything else was enjoyable. And then yesterday, my goodness, could you ask for two better games?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch a second game because I lost the remote to my Roku and my phone died, and so I had no way of using it. And if I went in the bedroom, I would have fallen asleep. But yeah, the first game was amazing.
Yeah, it really was. for those of you that weren't paying attention, LSU's alum Joe Burrow, he did what nobody thought they could do, and they beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead at the end of the well in overtime actually, 27-24. And I'll tell you the real story was, man, it wasn't looking pretty in the second quarter for the Bengals. They were down 21-3, I believe, at that point.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it was.
And then they turned it around and held the Chiefs to only 3 points the rest of the game. Came right back in and took care of business. Now, for the first time since I think it was 1989.
88 season, I guess.
Yeah, the Bengals are in the Super Bowl, and I don't want to toot my own horn, but I've been saying for months now that this team is a lot better than given credit for, and I think a lot of it is because of where they're located. You know, again, you have a small market team, but that doesn't get a whole lot of attention. But man, they've been playing really, really good football over the last couple of months.
Yes, they have. And I read something earlier today that said, I lost my train of thought on that one. Well, anyway, yeah, they've been really, I'm sorry, I was looking at something on the computer and that kind of screwed me up. But yeah, they've been a lot better. That's what I was thinking about. So this is the first time, I want to say, in NFL history or in the last 30 years, whatever it is, where a team that did not appear in any primetime games is going to the Super Bowl. They had maybe it was only one time. I think they may have had one Thursday night game.
Yeah,
but they were never on any Sunday night, primetime, anything, Monday night football, any of that. And they're going to the Super Bowl. And that's pretty amazing considering that the NFL did not care about them at all. Mm-hmm. And I want to say they were 1,500-1 or something to win the Super Bowl before the season started. Wow. Or to make it to the Super Bowl. And now, there's only two teams. I think Detroit and the Jets were the only two teams that had a lower chance of making the Super Bowl.
Wow. Well, and there was a lot of variable, a lot of variables on their season too. You know, a lot of question marks with their offensive line, their defense. Although they did bolster their defense with getting Trey Hendrickson from the Saints, and he's led the team in sacks. I think he had 14 in the regular season, something like that. But they've played really well, and their offense is good. They've got a good running back. They've got good wide receivers. And just even like yesterday, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase has been outstanding. He, by all rights, he should win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. and they were double-teaming him most of the game, so no problems. That's why there's T. Higgins, who was drafted last year along with Joe Burrow, and he ended up with over 100 yards receiving. And Ja'Marr Chase still had a decent day. He had 54 yards and a touchdown, but yeah, they've just it's one of those times where just catching fire at the right time, man. Whole, like I said, the last couple of months, man, they've played some really good football, and I don't think a whole lot of people gave them a chance to win against the Chiefs in especially in Kansas City. They were 7-point underdogs, which is a lot in a playoff game. And it didn't matter. It's been said so many times, but I think we all here understand it. But Joe Burrow, he never seems rattled. He always seems calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah, I agree. And I think my favorite part of the game, besides obviously the win at the end, was when Eli Apple dropped the pick, and then seconds later Von Bell got the pick.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of a to Eli Apple after all the smack he's been talking.
Well, and I saw today that he started beef on Twitter last night with Tyreek Hill. I got news for you, Eli Apple. It's a case that they won in spite of you, as opposed to won because of you. And again, I'll reiterate, I don't believe he'll even be on the team next year. So
I'm 100% with you. Now that they've proven that they're a good team and they're a team that's worthy of going to, they're going to be able to find somebody else that wants to go to the Bengals that can replace him.
Well, yeah, and just think about their salary cap situation has to be amazing because all of their players are young. You know, they have Burrow on a rookie contract. They've got Ja'Marr Chase on a rookie contract. T. Higgins on a rookie contract. Joe Mixon might even still be on his rookie contract. It might be at the end.
Yeah, he may be towards the end. He is towards the end. Whether he's at the end, I don't know. But still, I mean, you've got a lot of young guys there, a lot of people that are on one-year deals, things like that. And so,
yeah, they should be in really good shape to make some splashes in free agency, and then to see how things go in the draft. But I didn't think that they would be getting to the Super Bowl quite so this fast, but. Here they are.
I expected a year or two, but okay, here we are. So
yeah, I mean, really, and it to me, they have to have the feeling that they're playing on house money. So why not just go out and leave it all out on the field and see where it gets you?
Yeah, and I love that Joe Burrow was in Joe Burrow's second year at LSU, went to the national championship. His second year in the pros, he goes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that guy's amazing.
Yeah, he really is. He yesterday he was 23 of 38 for 250 yards and a touchdown. He did throw one interception, but you know, like I said, he always looks calm. No big deal. You know, they marched down the field and took care of business at the end of the game, and the rest is history. But I'll tell you, the kid who also has ice water in his veins is McPherson, their kicker.
Yes.
Kicker, that he's got some guts, and I haven't seen yet what he had to say, but I know last week when he kicked the field goal to win, he told his teammates as he went out on the field, "I'm going to go put us in the AFC championship."
Yes.
That's
I saw that as well. I was like, "Oh my god, dude, you are amazing."
Yeah. I think he, if I'm not mistaken, he led the league in 50 plus yard field goals this year.
I also saw something said that he has the record for the most 50 plus yard kicks by any Bengals kicker in history. And that's not per season. That's per career.
Wow.
He already in one season has that record.
Well, that speaks volumes to where the Bengals have came from.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, man, what a great game, and I'm excited to see the Bengals in the Super Bowl. It actually makes it worth watching. If the Saints can't be in, then it's like a little brother in Cincinnati. Yes. We can watch him. And I also saw a quote today from Burrow that. And I don't know where it was, what started the conversation, but he said I don't know verbatim. I don't remember it verbatim, but, in essence, that the folks from Ohio State, the fans of Ohio State are trying to claim him. And he said, no, it doesn't matter where you start. It's where you finish. And I will always be an LSU Tiger. And they don't need to try to claim me.
When I read that, it kind of brought a little bit of a tear to my eye. When Jesse got home from work, I told her about that quote, and it kind of brought a tear to my eye a second time. Yes, go Tigers.
Yeah, well, that's what you can say in 13 days is go Tigers.
There you go, go Tigers.
And it makes it easier to root for them because they're playing the Rams. So
yes,
if there was ever a team I wanted to root against, it's them.
Exactly. I'd be pulling for the Falcons if they were playing against the. Well, okay, let me not go quite that far.
I think that's when we just put in the we just replay the Super Bowl 44 if it was those two teams.
It's time to take a break now, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Yes, it actually is time to take a break. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the 49ers and Rams game, and then also I don't know if you got involved, but a lot of people did. Louisiana opened up online sports betting this weekend, and it was good for me. So, all right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Look at you women crying. Look at you young men dying the way they've always done before. And look at the hate we're breeding.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Hey, this is Scott Forte with the Forte team at Eustis Mortgage. We offer residential purchase and refinance loans all done in-house and based out of New Orleans since 1956. In an aggressive market, we can help strengthen your pre-approval with our platinum approval when writing your next offer. What's that mean? It means we get you underwritten up front and verified before you find a home so that your offer is like cash. We are licensed in every state in the Southeast as well. Contact us today at closingsaremyforte.com and let us be your lender for life.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roz and Caramer with Ladder and Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Rosalind Caramer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show, and we talked about the Bengals and the Chiefs, but we do have to spend a little time on the Rams. We don't have to spend a lot of time because whatever. So the Rams did pull it out yesterday. They won 20-17 after being down. They were down 10, I believe, going into the fourth quarter. And you know, really. I just, if you're going to put it all on one person on the 49ers losing that game, I have to say it was Jimmy G. and you didn't watch the game, but he had an opportunity to take him down the field and lead a game-winning drive, but the Rams defense was too much for him. They sacked him, and then they were getting ready to sack him, and he decided to do one of the old, I'll just throw the ball over my shoulder moves, and went off of 49ers, one of the receiver's hands, and right into the Rams player's hands. So that's how the game ended for the 49ers. So I think that's probably how his tenure in San Francisco is probably going to end as well. He ended the game 16 of 30 for 232 yards and two touchdowns in that interception. But, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, he 16 of 30 for as much money as they paid him. You know, they paid him $137 million on that contract, and you got to be better than that. And that on that stage, you got to be better than that. That's barely over 50% on you know passing accuracy. It's got to be better.
Yeah, I agree.
And then Deebo Samuel, you know, credit to him though. I mean, he's played his butt off the last month or so also, and doing literally everything. I'm surprised they didn't have him throwing the ball. but you know, he had 26 yards rushing and 72 yards receiving. So, I mean, he did what he could. He had one touchdown. George Kittle had a touchdown, but they just didn't have it. Their defense can only carry him so far. And, you know, with that game against the Packers that they had, they didn't score an offensive touchdown and won that game. Cool. So, you know, I think it's time to move on from Jimmy G, and probably Trey Lance is going to end up being the guy. So, and then they cost me on the DraftKings this weekend, because I thought, you know, what the heck? They're the underdog. It'll have a little bit better of a payoff, even though I knew in my heart of hearts the Rams were going to win that game. I think hell or high water, the Rams were going to win that game. And, of course, they did. And talk about DraftKings for a little bit. I want to thank them for the free money that they gave me over the weekend.
Nice.
Right? And a big thanks to the Bengals, because I ended up, whenever they were down early in the second quarter, I went ahead and put the in-game bet on them, and ended up doing pretty darn well. So I was pretty excited. I won't say what the number is, but it was well worth the $0 that I invested.
Yeah, that's always a good way to go. I was happy with the if Joe Burrow makes one completion, then you double your money. So I wasn't upset with that. That was pretty good. Second play, I think, of the game or something. Anybody that took that one won. So
it definitely makes watching sports more interesting. I lost $5 on Friday night, a whole whopping $5. The payoff was going to be big. It was Lakers and Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
I did another in-game bet, and unfortunately, they were down by like 14 when I made the bet, but they came all the way back and then ended up missing the final shot of the game that would have won it. So, again, I was only out $5, so whatever. No big deal, but still, like I said, makes it interesting, and it's fun as long as everybody plays responsibly, as they like to say.
Yes.
Don't bet more than you can afford to lose. So, it was a big, huge weekend overall, though. And of course, the first bet that was placed. Let's see, who was that according to you? I don't remember which one it was. Caesar Sportsbook. The first bet was on the Bengals. Go figure.
Yeah.
there was a lot of folks. 42% of votes of bets over the weekend was on the Bengals Chief game. So I wonder why.
Joey B.
And it does look like the American Gaming Association, they said that they're projecting Louisiana should make about $50 million a year from sports betting. So, good. Well, hopefully it gets invested wisely. So,
yes.
We need to run. We need to take a break, get some news. So, we'll be back right after this.
Did the winter weather leave your windows looking gloomy? Let the summer sun glisten on your freshly washed windows. Call Window Genie, where we have a streak-free guarantee at 504-264-5811 on the South Shore and 985-826-4200 for the North Shore office.
I'm Jean McCleskey.
And I'm Steve Espinosa. We are your local Window Genie owners.
Window Genie, where we do windows and a whole lot more.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never enough tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. Republican leadership in the state legislature call for an investigation into whether Governor Edwards took part in any cover-up of the May 2019 death of Ronald Green after a beating by state troopers and other LEOs. According to an Associated Press report, Edwards was informed the day after Green died that he was involved in a violent struggle with troopers, while Green's family was told for nearly 2 years he died in a car crash. LawPolitics.com publisher Jeremy Alford says Edwards has faced numerous challenges during his time in office, but this one is unique for his administration.
For the governor to be at the center of the storm, to be the target of speculation, is incredibly different for a governor who ran on being such an integral part of the West Point Honor Code.
Alford says Republicans want to know if Edwards helped keep the details of Green's death quiet for political reasons, as that was a re-election year. The governor's office issued a written statement this afternoon stating Green's name was not provided in the initial email from LSP, and that Mr. Edwards, quote, did not see nor was he aware of the videos of Green's arrest until October 2020. This is LRN.
DraftKings Sportsbook is officially live in Louisiana with mobile sports betting. To add to the excitement, DraftKings is giving new customers a special offer. Bet just $5 or more on any playoff game and win $280 in free bets if your team is victorious. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now to check out all the great promotions and features, including same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code LA Sports and get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 or more and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's code LA Sports. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook.
21 and over. Physically present in Louisiana. Availability varies by parish. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. 787.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strocmarket.com.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
nachos. Nachos were created by Ignacio Anaya, whose nickname was Nacho. Say Ignacio and you'll see why. Ignacio had a border town restaurant in Mexico in Piedras Negras, and it was called Nachos. He created the dish that he named for himself, Especiales de Nacho. It was fried tortilla chips topped with melted cheese and jalapenos, exactly like the simplest versions of the popular appetizer seen all over. It became a hit and mutated into chips covered with all kinds of stuff, sometimes enough stuff to make it a whole complete meal. Every year on International Day of the Nacho, a 3-day nachos fest is held in Piedras Negras to celebrate Ignacio's indelible mark on lowbrow food.
Hi, I'm Pat Swillen.
One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show. And that wasn't, we talked about the NFC Championship, the AFC Championship, but that wasn't all the football news over the weekend. Probably the biggest news of the weekend was the fact that Tom Brady, it's reported that he's going to be retiring after 22 years. And, you know, he had a wonderful career. I mean, it's tough to say that, you know, to not say he's the greatest quarterback of all time, which even though it pains me to say.
Yeah.
But I'm not sad to see him go, for sure.
Nope, not at all. And I've seen differing reports about whether he's retiring or whether he's not, but I've seen too many things talking about, well, he said this and he said that and blah, 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 that I'm kind of leaning towards he is. Mm-hmm. His dad came out and said, no, he's not retiring. It was because of this, whatever it was. But there's been too many different people that said, you know, well, I've spoken with this person and this is what he said. And then the things that he said on podcasts and things like that. And so, yeah, I'm leaning towards he's done.
Yeah. And he's probably, you know, just like, you know, we've talked about, they don't, the NFL doesn't really like for a lot of newsworthy things to happen until after the Super Bowl has been played, because you don't want anything to overshadow the actual Super Bowl. So I wouldn't expect, you know, I don't expect this week or next for Tom Brady to make the announcement. I do expect him to do it. Adam Schefter is usually pretty good about checking his sources and making, I mean, especially in a case like this, you don't want to look foolish. Coming out, and you'd have to be pretty darn confident to make that call and say that, you know, that he's going to do that. But you know, it's awful strange. Like I read a report that his assistant is no longer with him now, and I know the Buccaneers are reworking his contract to where it's all like signing bonus. So then they don't end up taking a big hit on the cap if he retires. And I mean, it seems like all signs are pointing towards the fact that he's going to go. The only thing that I wonder about, though, is would they release him? Because he wants to retire a Patriot. I mean, I would assume.
Yeah.
You know, so I would think they would have to release him in order just to sign a one-day contract, I would think.
That is true.
So I don't know what that really looks like for how that hits them on the cap, but they don't have hardly any money left in cap space.
Yeah, they went all in with him and all of his surrounding cast, and so they pretty much have nothing.
Yeah. So now the question is, who's going to replace Tom Brady?
Ooh. Apparently, Matthew Stafford likes jumping around. Maybe he'll go over there.
I don't think the Rams will let that happen. Not after what they gave up to get him. I don't foresee him I don't foresee him going anywhere for a while. I think he's probably going to need to to stay put. But
one little side note, real quick. I saw a meme today that said, imagine going back in time 1 year and telling somebody that Matthew Stafford would be playing the Bengals in the Super Bowl this year. And that, I was like, wow, yeah, you got a good point there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Sorry for derailing the conversation here. I just thought that was funny. So.
Well, I did see something today, and this just came out just a little bit ago, about 15 minutes ago. He said that he's still going. Brady said that he's still going through the process that he said he was going to go through. Sometimes it takes some time to really evaluate how you feel, what you want to do. And I think when the time is right, I'll be ready to make a decision one way or the other. But that has not stopped the rumor mill and the fact I saw an article today of five potential replacements for Brady. And one of them was Andrew Luck.
That's interesting. Okay. He's gonna. I mean, doesn't Andrew Luck already have his own football team worth of kids anyway?
No, that's.
I'm thinking of.
Oh shoot! What's his name? He was the Saints called him Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers. That's it. That's what I was thinking of. Okay. But regardless, Andrew Luck. Wow, that's who you want to replace Tom Brady with. Okay.
Yeah, I don't
Jimmy
know about
G may
all
be
that.
Available.
What's that?
So Jimmy G may be available.
Well, wouldn't that be something?
That would be very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think that Jimmy G is going to be. Let's just put it this way. I hope that he doesn't land in New Orleans.
Oh my goodness. Mike Thomas better get to work if that happens.
Yeah. So this is according to the Buccaneers Fan Nation site that their five picks for replacing Brady would be Aaron Rodgers, of course. I don't know. He's got a cap hit of 27.5. Looks like.
I think them being able to get him is about like the Saints being able to get him. It would be great to have, but there's no way you could afford it.
Right, and then you have Derek Carr, which highly doubt that's happening with Josh McDaniels just being hired as the new head coach there. I think that's probably part of the reason why McDaniels would leave New England would be to stay or to work with Derek Carr. And Derek Carr, he had a decent year. I don't think it was outstanding, mm-hmm. but better than what he had been playing.
He showed that he could be better if he had a better surrounding cast and coaches and whatever it would take, you know, whatever he would specifically would need.
Well, and then you also got to take into consideration money's going to play a part in it. And I think this is a little high for Derek Carr, but he's getting almost $20 million a year.
Oh, wow.
Now you have the number three, their number three pick that they would like to have would be Jameis. And I don't think Jameis would. By the way, and this comes from the Bucs Fan Nation website, which is like a sub page for SportsIllustrated.com, mind you. Maybe they don't want Jameis Winston. They're looking for his brother James Winston. So that just shows how much they appreciate him. Yeah, they can't even get his name right. Then they have Blaine Gabbert at number two.
I would, out of all the names that you could have said, that's not one that I was expecting to hear.
No, but they can afford him. He's looking around $4 to $5 million a year.
There you go.
And then number one would be Russell Wilson, and he's looking at a cap hit of $24 million. But then you got to look at those draft picks that the Bucks have. They're going to be picking towards the end, and if it's going to take first round draft picks, you know, to land Russell Wilson, I don't think that's going to do it. I think you're going to have to give up something else.
Can you afford to give up first round draft picks plus whatever else it takes when you have all this huge cap hit and you're going to have to deal with that in the coming years?
Yeah, I don't think it works. I think that they're going to have to take a back seat for a little bit and just roll with what they got. And it may very well could be Blaine Gabbert, you know, because I'll be honest, I really look for Jameis to stay here. I don't look for him to go anywhere else. I think regardless with Coach Payton being here or not.
With the way that he's been treated here, I have a feeling he wants to stay here. And then with the way that he started the season, it was slow, but it was slow on purpose. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he saw potential, and so I feel like he's going to want to stick around.
Yeah, I think so too. And let's be honest, we're going to have to pay him as well. Because he's not going to come as cheap as what he did last year, especially he's dealing from position of power now, because he played well before he got hurt. And I feel like did we get him for like eight? It was like $8 to $10 million. It wasn't much.
Yeah, it was something extremely inexpensive, comparatively speaking.
Mm-hmm. So I don't look for him to go anywhere, but man, really, out of these guys, the only one I can truly see is Blaine Gabbert, and that's not saying much.
Yeah, really.
So
hey, I'm perfectly happy with that.
Yeah, so. I mean, you got to think. I think this also with the rumors of Brady retiring, it makes the head coaching vacancy in New Orleans look a whole lot more enticing.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. You were right, because now even if Brady had never gone to the Bucs and they had just kind of stuck with the status quo, we probably would have won the South this year, even with as bad as we were.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right, because there's not much competition right now. And truthfully, I don't see where there's going to be a game changer through the draft or through free agency that's going to push Atlanta any farther or push Carolina any farther. I think they're still a few years away. And truthfully, unless the Falcons are ready to get rid of Matt Ryan, they're not necessarily going to be much better. I mean, he's not going to play any better than he's played the last couple of years, and he hasn't played his play has certainly declined. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, and unless they have some huge splash in the free agency market, there's nothing that they can do to get rid of Matt Ryan in the draft. There's nobody. You've got some decent backup quarterbacks in the draft, and that's pretty much it.
Right. Well, and you think like, what would it take to get a Russell? If you're Atlanta, you're trying to get Russell Wilson or one of those, you're going to have to trade Matt Ryan to open up the salary, enough salary to do it. Or give him his release, which then you're just kind of hurting yourself, because you're going to have to pay dead money on his contract. And so then you try to trade him. I mean, really, is Seattle going to want Matt Ryan in exchange for Russell Wilson? Probably not.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Or the Packers, are they going to want Matt Ryan as a replacement? No, probably not. Not when they've got Love sitting on the bench. Why would they need Matt Ryan? So it makes it interesting. And speaking of head coaching interviews, yesterday Doug Peterson interviewed for the Saints job, which I don't know. I didn't think about him as a potential candidate until just reading that he did interview. But you got to think, man, he delivered a championship to Philadelphia, and
the first one they ever got.
Yeah, with Nick Foles as quarterback.
Yes.
And he went toe to toe with Belichick and beat him,
Mm-hmm.
He's a great offensive mind, and a good friend of Coach Payton's also, on a side note. But I don't know if he's the guy. And then you think about it realistically, like, okay, you're talking about a guy who won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. They were pretty successful under him. They had winning seasons almost every year. But then you look at it realistically and you say, well, Dennis Allen's probably the guy. And Dennis Allen has an 8-28 career record as a head coach. Like, you look at it like that, it's like, well, maybe Doug Peterson would be a better fit. However, tomorrow is the important interview, which is kind of shocking to me that I thought for sure that Brian Flores was going to be hired as the Giants head coach.
I did too.
But he's not, so he'll be here tomorrow to interview. And out of all the head coaches that are available, I would say he's more than likely the best, has the brightest future, I would say, out of anybody.
Yeah. And as we were talking about the other day, the reason he got fired from Miami is because he didn't see eye to eye with the ownership, like the team leadership. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to have to worry about the controlling people like that if he comes to New Orleans. So,
right. And then Wednesday, Aaron Glenn, who we've talked about, he's the defensive coordinator for the Lions, was the secondary coach for the Saints up until last year. He'll be interviewing on Wednesday, and then Dennis Allen will either be interviewed on Wednesday or Thursday. And also special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi will interview for the vacant head coaching job sometime later in the week. But I mean, at this point, I don't know. I don't know which direction, you know. We've talked about it both ways. Dennis Allen, you keep coaches in place, and you have continuity. Just, you know, it's kind of the next man up mentality then. But is that necessarily the right thing to do, you know? You would like to see these coaches stay in place, but you know, if you hire from the outside, they're going to blow up their coaches and bring guys that they know and they trust. It's tough. It's tough. I've wavered a little bit. I was about 80% sure it was going to be Dennis Allen, and I'll say now I'm probably about 70% sure it'll be Dennis Allen.
Yeah, I'm still leaning towards Allen because of what you said about, you know, the continuity, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I feel like Mrs. B is very big on, you know, like, the team is her family kind of thing. And right. So you want to, you know, you love your family. At the end of the day, if Flores comes in, even purging a lot of coaches, I wouldn't be upset.
No, I wouldn't either. I'd be pretty excited about it, especially if he would want to keep somebody like Pete Carmichael as the offensive coordinator and keep some of the things the same. He's such a good defensive mind and comes from the Belichick coaching tree. I think it would be a good pick. So, all right, well, we need to take a break. We're running behind. So let's grab a quick break, and we'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. Get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO and WGSO.com.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Dave, get up!
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Louisiana's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education.
This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America. I'm
lonely. All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show. And I always like to bring up, man, that has to be the first and quite possibly the best collaboration super group there ever was. And you have,
I agree,
John Lennon, Eric Clapton on guitar, Keith Richards on bass, and the drummer from the Jimi Hendrix Experience. I mean, that's pretty darn good lineup. I think they've
not a bad band.
Yeah, and that makes me want to. I saw this today. I was looking at Rolling Stone, and I thought, well, this has to be the craziest and literally and figuratively collaboration I've ever seen. And you have Marilyn Manson, who's got his own problems, and he's still, after more than a dozen women have came forward with allegations of rape and physical assault and mental cruelty. Apparently, guess what he has done, much like most people that get in a lot of trouble. He has now become religious.
No, of course he has.
He's been taking part in Kanye West's his religious stream on his like Sunday morning or Sunday service stream. And I'm like, really? The guy who's been literally like portraying himself as the Antichrist is now.
Yeah, his breakout album was Antichrist Superstar. I mean, right. Come on now.
Right. Well, apparently he has seen the light, no pun intended. But, yeah, so he's been working with Kanye West on an album every day, and I can only imagine the level of ridiculousness that that album is going to be. And probably one that I don't know if I would seek out to listen to it. If it happens to come across my path, I'll check it out just to hear what that mess is. But, man, it has to be the weirdest combination of people to do an album together that I've ever heard of.
Honestly, when it comes out, I'm going straight to YouTube because yeah. I know it's going to be insane. And I will most definitely find somebody else's pirated copy so that way they're not making money off of me clicking on it. But I have to hear the insanity that is going to be on at least one song of that album.
Yeah. Well, and then apparently you have also included in the group, too, is DaBaby, who got in trouble for homophobic remarks last year. So what a motley crew. No, again, no pun intended, but I can only imagine what that's going to sound like. So I just thought I would throw that out there, seeing or hearing the John Lennon, Eric Clapton, Keith Richards combination made me think of crazy collaborations, and it was an easy segue. So there you go.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get out of here. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. Mike will be back on Wednesday. And until tomorrow, we're just going to play Gloria.
Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S radio show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Join us every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO, 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO, 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia intensifies its troop buildup around Ukraine, the United States has promised punishing sanctions against the Kremlin if it launches an invasion. But Russia said there was little ground for optimism in resolving the crisis after the United States rejected many of Russia's